Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Shelby Rose. A Texas appeals court denied an emergency request to block Galveston County's new precinct boundaries ahead of November's general election. News 88.7's Juliana Washburn reports.
A Galveston County constable and two residents filed the emergency request earlier this month. They were hoping to stop the newly approved maps from being used in the upcoming November election. Galveston County officials redrew the precinct boundaries in June after the March primary had already taken place. The plaintiffs argued that the change wasn't fair to voters or potential candidates. For now, county officials can move forward with the 2026 precinct map. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
A new report from Environment Texas is showing unsafe levels of fecal contamination in freshwater sites around the state. After testing various lakes, rivers, creeks, Beth Martin with Environment Texas said 59% had unsafe bacterial levels in the water at least one day a year. She says one concerning site is Peach Creek in Montgomery County.
50% of the days it was tested in 2024 and 2025, they had that unsafe levels of E. coli. It's such a beautiful area, families wading and swimming. So this is something we want to make sure that people are aware about, and just, you know, we need to be safe so we can enjoy our waterways.
Martin made her comments on Houston Matters. And in Houston, Buffalo Bayou, White Oak Bayou, and Carpenter's Bayou water showed similar results. And with hurricane and severe weather threats increasing, CenterPoint Energy is reminding the public to stay ready. After Hurricane Beryl left more than 2 million people without power in 2024, the company says it's strengthening the grid to minimize outages. That includes trimming thousands of miles of vegetation near power lines. Jason Pineda is a CenterPoint tree trimming contractor.
All it takes is one good storm, and it could take a tree that's either dying or already dead. And then that would just be even worse hazard for the power line, because that tree could just fall onto the power line and take out a whole couple neighborhoods.